Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, June 24th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. The January 6th committee suspends hearings until July. Research shows most journalists live in a fantasy world. The country's foreign-born population reaching an all-time high. Folks rank their favorite fast food restaurants. Also ahead, update listeners sound off. But first, the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot, delaying the next round of hearings until July. Very few people watching. Said a spokesperson for the panel, quote, "The select committee continues to receive additional evidence relevant to our investigation," unquote. Well, so far, the evidence presented by the January 6th committee is not compelling many people to pay attention. A poll from Pew says a massive rift exists between the media and the public. 65% of reporters believe they do a good job. Most Americans hold the opposing point of view. 65% of voters think reporters do a bad job. Analysts blame the gap on where journalists live. 9 in 10 national reporters reside full-time in the New York City or Washington, D.C. area, which, of course, are very liberal places. New study shows 46 million foreign nationals now live in the USA, the highest on record. 14% of our entire population born outside the country, the most since the massive migration waves of the early 20th century. 67 million people in the USA right now speak a language other than English. Spanish, number one, followed by Chinese, Vietnamese, Arabic, and French. A survey from the American Consumer Satisfaction Index ranks the nation's favorite fast food places. The restaurants are judged by sales, cleanliness, repeat business, online reviews. Top five in America: Domino's Pizza, Subway, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, and the number one fast food place, McDonald's. That business sells 2.4 billion Big Macs every year. That's 4,000 cheeseburgers every minute of the day. But not in Russia. McDonald's has pulled out of there. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Shelby, El Paso, Texas. Bill, while I'm in agreement with you about most everything, I am unable to understand your inability to see the real problem with Donald Trump. It was his intention to have Vice President Pence take our nation into a constitutional crisis by a blatantly unconstitutional act. You can love the Constitution or Donald Trump. Well, I love the Constitution, but I harshly criticize Donald Trump
for his attacks on Vice President Pence. You may remember that, Shelby. That was unacceptable to me. But I do not define the former president by that one act. I believe he is blinded by the light of the 2020 election. He sincerely believes it was a fraud. That is his constitutional right. He can believe that. But he's done some questionable things in that arena. You are correct. He should not have done that with Mike Pence. Glenn, Willowick, Ohio. Bill, just came home from a 3,000-mile, two-month RV trip. Cost $3,000 in gas. However, we cannot afford to stop the 18% gas freeze on the federal tax. Most of the roads I was on were atrocious. Yeah, Glenn. And we've had that tax for what? 30 years? 50 years? Why are the roads, the interstate highways, so bad? So maybe the government want to look into that. Hey, Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation, Glenn is right. But we have to suspend the gas tax for a few months. Drew, Wickenburg, Arizona, Bill, is there corruption in the Supreme Court? Not that I know of. I mean, some of the justices are ideological on both sides. That means they usually vote their political beliefs, and that should not happen. But that's not corruption. That is a misguided view of their duty. Corruption in the Supreme Court? I have never seen it. Finally, Mike is in Fort Myers, Florida. What are Michelle Obama's qualifications that would make her a good candidate for president? Well, I don't know if Michelle Obama would be a good candidate, but she was first lady for 8 years, and she did advise her husband, Barack Obama, on policy. You could ask the same question about Donald Trump. What were his qualifications for running for president? He never held office before. And Mr. Trump did a pretty darn good job, particularly on the economy, when he was president. So, Michelle Obama, well, I don't know where else the Democrats go, and I don't know if she wants to do it anyway. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I put that message together and approved it. And if you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. You will like it there. Also, I hope you consider my new book, Killing the Killers, great summer read. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day, 1908, the 22nd and 24th president of the United States died in Princeton, New Jersey. The Democrat remains the only chief executive to serve two non-consecutive terms. Here is the story of Grover Cleveland. Born in 1837, Grover first worked as a lawyer before becoming mayor of Buffalo. Then he was elected governor of New York and then became president in 1885. His first term was plagued by scandal. He publicly admitted paying child support to a woman, claiming that Grover
had fathered her child out of wedlock. The 48-year-old president then married a 21-year-old college student. Grover Cleveland lost his re-election in 1888 despite winning the popular vote. He was defeated by Benjamin Harrison in the Electoral College by a tally of 233 to 168. But Grover wasn't done. 4 years later, he launched another bid for the White House, this time defeating Harrison with the popular vote and in the Electoral College. Cleveland's second term began with the worst financial crisis in the country's history other than the Great Depression. The so-called Panic of 1893 began with a railroad bankruptcy, then bank failures, a nationwide credit crisis, and a stock market crash. Unemployment rose to 19%. A series of strikes crippled the coal and transportation sectors. The economic situation is ranked the worst, as I said, except for the Great Depression in the 1930s. After leaving the White House in 1897, Grover Cleveland retired to his home in Princeton, New Jersey. There he died of a heart attack at the age of 71 on June 24, 1908. His final words, quote, "I have tried so hard to do right," unquote. And here's something else you might not know. The ghost of Grover Cleveland could return in 2024. Cleveland, as we stated, narrowly lost re-election, but then ran again and won 4 years later. Might this be a blueprint for Donald Trump? Because Mr. Trump certainly wants to run again. And if he wins, he would be the second president serving non-consecutive terms. Back after this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.